天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂长，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，关于饶恕这个话题，小环相信大家一定都耳熟能详了。可是你真的明白什么才是真正的饶恕吗？为什么耶稣会在十字架上说，主啊，饶恕他们吧，因为他们所做的他们不知道。他们是真的不知道吗？耶稣所讲述这句话又有什么真正的意义呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，一起来听听看麦克牧师的讲解吧。
Hello listening friends, we're glad you tuned in to this program.
亲爱的朋友你好，我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
And we have been looking in a chain of events that began on Palm Sunday and ended with the resurrection.
我们谈过一连串的事件，也就是从棕榈节到复活节期间所发生的事。
And we continue in this same chain by beginning the first of seven words that Jesus spoke from the cross.
今天我们要继续这个系列的信息，先从十架七言的第一句话开始讲起。
Every one of the seven words are very important.
耶稣在十字架上所说的七句话，每一句都很重要。
Let's look at the first one.
现在就让我们来看第一句。
And I want to begin by telling you that it has to do with a certain power.
让我先告诉你，这句话和一种能力有关。
Many people are looking for power.
许多人都在寻求能力。
Often they want power to get what they want in life.
他们需要能力，以求能满足人生中的欲望。
Unfortunately, very few people know about the greatest power in the world.
但很不幸的，只有少数人知道世上最强的力量是什么东西。
On the surface, this power that I will be talking about appears to be weakness.
我要谈的这种力量，表面上看来似乎很脆弱。
But in reality, it is the greatest power of all.
其实呢，却是最强的能力。
There are very few people who know how to appropriate or exercise this power.
很少人知道如何得到并使用这种能力。
And this power I'm talking about is the power of forgiveness.
我所说的就是宽恕的能力。
There are thousands of people who are walking around seething with hate.
千千万万的人心中带着强烈的仇恨而活。
There are thousands of people who are walking around bending over with bitterness.
千千万万的人被心中的苦毒压伤。
There are thousands of people who are living with stewing inside with anger.
千千万万的人生活在满腔怒火中。
There are people who are literally and physically sick because of anger, hate, and unforgiveness.
有些人就是因为心中的愤怒、怨恨和不肯饶恕而真的生起病来。
Today, it is my prayer that you will be liberated and freed from the slavery of unforgiveness.
今天我要为你祷告，让你从不肯饶恕的捆锁中解放出来。
Today, it is my prayer that you will begin to appropriate the power of forgiveness that is totally yours if you are in Jesus Christ.
今天我要为你祷告，你若在耶稣基督里，就可以完全得到宽恕的能力。
For we are going to see today that when our Lord was suspended between heaven and earth on that instrument of torture, the cross,
今天我们要来看当主耶稣被悬挂在天地之间那残酷的十字架上时，
He said seven things which are recorded in the scripture.
圣经记载了他所说的七句话。
The first of the seven statements is found in Luke 23:34.
十架七言的第一句记载在路加福音23:34。
Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Dr. Luke, as he compiled the evidence about the Christ, was obviously intrigued about Jesus' willingness to forgive.
很显然的，当路加医生编写基督生平事迹时，耶稣乐意宽恕的心怀深深感动了他。
That is why Luke records the unique parables of Jesus, that have to do with forgiveness.
因此，路加把耶稣所讲有关饶恕的独特比喻都记录下来了。
Parables such as the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son who came back to his father.
例如遗失的钱币、迷失的羊和浪子回头的比喻。
It was 700 years earlier that the prophet Isaiah prophesied many things about the Messiah.
早在700年前，先知以赛亚就预告了许多有关弥赛亚的事。
One of the prophecies was that the Messiah would intercede for his murderers.
其中的一个预言就提到，弥赛亚将会为杀害他的凶手求情。
The last verse of Isaiah 53, which is the last of 10 prophecies about the cross of Christ, said the following.
以赛亚书53的最后一节，也就是关于基督的十字架十项预言中的最后一项，是这么样的。
He bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors.
他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
He would plead in prayer on behalf of sinners.
在祷告里，他替罪人祈求。
He would use his special relationship with his Father to forgive his haters.
他凭着和天父特殊的关系，饶恕那些仇视他的人。
Here he uses the word Abba, which never ever was used before by anyone to address God.
在这里，他使用阿爸父这个称呼。以前从来没有人这样称呼上帝的。
It was a word that indicated intimacy.
这称呼表明亲密的关系。
It is a word that indicates familiarity.
这称呼表示彼此很亲切。
It is a word of home and heart.
这称呼发自心底和家人有关。
It is a word of kinship between child and father.
是孩子和父亲之间骨肉之亲的称呼。
And if Jesus can pray for those hateful, malignant, and vicious hands that nailed him to the cross, we can be sure that we can pray and intercede for anybody, and we can be sure that God hears our prayers.
如果耶稣能为那些钉他在十字架上满腔仇恨、恶意的和凶残的刽子手祷告，我们肯定的也能为任何人代祷祈求，神必垂听。
I want you to see some unique things about Christ here in this particular statement.
从这一句话里，我们来看看基督独特之处。
Jesus did not pray what every dying man or woman would pray, namely, Father, forgive me.
耶稣不像一般垂死的人那么样祷告说，天父啊，饶恕我吧。
Anyone who stands between time and eternity thinks first of God's forgiveness for themselves.
每一个站在人生终点面对永恒的人，最想得到的是神的宽恕。
But our Lord did not ask for personal forgiveness.
但我们的主并没有要求神饶恕他。
Why?
为什么呢？
For the scripture says that he was tempted as we are, but without sin.
因为圣经说，他也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus could have prayed for deliverance from dying on the cross or that God would have taken him quickly.
耶稣大可以求神救他脱离十字架，不至于死亡，或者尽快带他离开世界。
But no.
但他没有这么做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because what was tying Jesus to the cross were not the nails, but the undying love for you and for me.
因为真正把他钉在十字架上的不是那几口铁钉，而是他对你、对我永不止息的爱。
Jesus did not pray, Father, avenge me.
耶稣并没有祷告说，天父啊，为我报仇。
If there was ever injustice done anywhere in the world, it was on that day.
如果世上有什么最不公平的事，那就是那一天所发生的事了。
Let me talk to you just for a minute.
让我单独的和你谈谈。
You may think that you are not being treated fairly.
你也许认为别人对你不公平。
You may think that you are suffering injustice.
你也许认为自己遭受到不平等的待遇。
You may feel saying, oh, poor me, I don't deserve this, or I don't deserve that.
你很想说，我真倒霉，我不该遭遇这事的，我不该遭遇那事的。
Listen to what I'm going to tell you about Jesus.
请听我告诉你有关耶稣的事。
He is the very God of the flesh who created all the iron in the world. That iron was used to nail him to the cross.
他是道成肉身的神，创造的主宰。世上所有的铁都是他造的，然而铁钉把他钉在十字架上。
The very God in the flesh who created all the roses in the world, the very thorns were used to crown him.
他是道成肉身的神，创造的主宰，世上所有的玫瑰花都是他造的，然而带刺的荆棘却成为他的冠冕。
The very God in the flesh who created all the wood in the world, that very wood was used to make a cross.
他是道成肉身的神，创造的主宰，世上所有的木材都是他造的，然而十字架就是木头做成的。
You talk about injustice.
你说世上没有公义。
You talk about what is fair and unfair.
你说这样才公平，那样就不公平。
You talk about his rights to ask to be avenged.
你说他有权要求报复。
You talk about his right to walk away from the cross.
你说他有权走下十字架。
He had every right to do that.
他天经地义的有权这么做。
But he didn't.
但他没这么做呢。
Earlier on that day, he told his men that he could call a legion of angels and they would come to deliver him.
早些时候他曾对他的门徒说，我可以叫十二营多的天使来，而且他们一定会来救我脱离危险的。
He had at his disposal untold numbers of unseen spiritual powers.
他有无数属灵的天军供他差遣。
He could have called upon them to avenge him.
他有权差派他们为他报仇。
But no, he did not pray that.
但是他没有这么样祷告。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
他祷告说，父啊，赦免他们。
The word forgive literally means send away from them what they have done.
赦免这个词字面的意思是指行为的后果和当事人隔开，人不需要承担行为的后果。
Our Lord Jesus Christ here exercised what is his prerogative alone.
主耶稣基督在这儿所行使的是他独有的特权。
For even his enemies said, only God can forgive sins.
就算他的敌人也是这么说的，唯独上帝才有赦罪的权柄。
In fact, they nailed him to the cross because of his exercising of his prerogative to forgive sins.
事实上，他们就是因为他行使了赦罪的特权，才把他送上十字架钉死他的。
What does this say to you and to me?
这对你和我意味着什么呢？
First,
第一，
Jesus' prayer for forgiveness ought to fill us with confidence that our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣祈求天父饶恕罪人的祷告，使我们确信我们的罪可以得到赦免。
If God could forgive the cold hearts of the Roman soldiers who nailed him,
如果神可以饶恕那些冷血把耶稣钉上十字架的罗马士兵，
If God could forgive the sadistic crowd that mocked him,
如果神可以饶恕那些对耶稣冷嘲热讽的群众，
If God could forgive a prostituted priesthood like that of Caiaphas,
如果神可以饶恕那些像大祭司该亚法一般出卖良知的祭司，
If God could forgive all this, no one is listening to me today could say, God can't forgive me.
如果连这些人神都可以饶恕的话，那么今天任何一位听这个节目的朋友都不该说神不会饶恕我的。
You may say, but I have murdered people with my loose tongue.
你或许会说， 但我信口开河害了别人。
God could not forgive me.
神不会饶恕我的。
I have committed adultery against the tenderest vows that a man or a woman could make.
我犯了奸淫的罪，违背了男女之间最恳切的爱的誓言。
You say God cannot forgive me.
你说神不能饶恕我的。
Or I have been dishonest in my business and embezzled. God could not forgive me.
我在工作时欺诈贪污，神不会饶恕我的。
Or I had an abortion and murdered a baby in my womb. God cannot forgive me.
我曾经堕胎，谋杀了腹中的胎儿，神不会饶恕我的。
Or you could say, I have hated with pure hatred and viciousness. God cannot forgive me.
或许你会说，我满腔恶毒的仇恨人，神不会饶恕我的。
You could say, I have cursed God and doubted him and his power. God cannot forgive me.
你可能说，我曾经诅咒神，并怀疑他的存在和能力，神不会饶恕我的。
If Jesus could pray for those who were on the outer limits of sin, surely he can forgive you.
如果耶稣为那些罪大恶极的人祷告，赦免他们，他必定能饶恕你。
The other thing Jesus wanted to do was to end the vicious cycle of hate and sin.
耶稣这么做还有另外一个目的，就是要终止仇恨那恶毒的循环。
When Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth, he was a magnet that drew all the hate and the viciousness and anger to himself.
当主耶稣被悬挂在天地之间时，他就像一块磁铁似的，把所有的恨意和凶残都吸在自己身上。
And God said on the cross, where anger, hurt, hate, unforgiveness, and bitterness ends.
于是神在十字架上把愤怒、伤害、仇恨、拒绝饶恕和一切的苦毒都结束了。
And that's what must be the response of all those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且所有跟随耶稣基督的人都必须这样回应。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus, when he hung on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
因为当耶稣悬挂在十字架上时，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When Jesus said, forgive them, there is no telling of how wide the circle of people that was.
当耶稣说赦免他们时，并没有限定所包含的范围有多广。
It included the Roman soldiers.
那包括了那些罗马士兵。
It included Pilate.
包括了比拉多。
It included Caiaphas, the high priest.
那包括了大祭司该亚法。
It included Judas, the betrayer.
包括了出卖耶稣的犹大。
It included the jeering mob.
那包括了嘲笑耶稣的暴民。
It included all.
包括了所有人。
There is no limit to the circle that Jesus' prayer included.
耶稣代求的范围没有限制。
It includes you and includes me.
包括了你，也包括了我。
Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Well, some of you might be saying, well, wait a minute. What do you mean that they did not know what they were doing?
或许有人会问，慢着，他们所做的他们不晓得，这句话到底是什么意思呢？
Judas knew that he was betraying the best friend that he ever had.
犹大知道，他正在出卖他最好的朋友。
Caiaphas knew that he bribed false witnesses to testify against Jesus.
该亚法知道他买通证人，以假口供陷害耶稣。
Pilate confessed with his own lips, I find no fault in this man.
比拉多亲口承认说，我查不出这人有什么罪来。
They knew what they were doing.
他们很清楚自己正在做什么。
Oh, but Jesus was saying that on the deepest level, they did not know what they were doing.
但耶稣所说的是，在最深的层次上，他们不晓得他们所做的。
They did not understand the enormity of what they were doing.
他们不明白自己所做的牵涉有多广。
They did not understand the significance of what they were doing.
他们不明白自己所做的会产生多么深刻的意义。
They did not know that the cross which stood as a sign of torture was going to become a sign of peace and victory.
他们不知道十字架这个折磨人的刑具将成为和平胜利的标记。
They did not know that the horrors of what they were doing was going to transform millions of lives, thousands of institutions, and tens of nations.
他们不知道他们的恐怖活动将会改变数以百万人的生命和千百个组织和国家。
They did not know what they were doing.
他们不晓得他们所做的。
The third thing is this.
第三点是
The cross was our Lord's practice.Of what he was preaching.
耶稣以十字架实践了他所传讲的道。
If anyone would come to me and say,
如果有人来对我说,
You don't practice all that you preach.
你没有完全实践你所说的。
I would have to bow my head in shame and say, You're right.
我会惭愧地俯首承认你说的对。
I can preach better than practice, but not so with Jesus.
我讲道胜于行道,然而耶稣不是这样的。
Jesus said, forgive those who cross you and double cross you, and then he got up on the cross and did it.
耶稣说他饶恕那些出卖他的人，果然在十字架上他就是这么实行了。
Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
If our Lord had taught forgiveness, then he got up on the cross and cursed,Everything he taught would have been forgotten.
主教导我们要饶恕，但若他在十字架上咒骂人，那么人们很快就会忘记他所有的教训。
I know it is difficult for us to forgive others.
我知道要饶恕人是很困难的。
But that's what God is expecting of us.
但这个是神对我们的期许。
The forgiving spirit is the very basic spirit of the Christian man and the Christian woman.
不论男女。饶恕的精神就是基督徒生活的基本精神。
Our Lord lived as good as he preached.
我们的主生活言行一致。
What Jesus did on the cross was the beginning of what he has been doing ever since.
主耶稣在十字架上所做的一直持续到今天。
Even now, he is making intercessions for the believers.
就算是现在，他还是不断地替信徒代求。
Even now, he is our advocate with the Father.
即使是现在，他仍然是我们在天父面前的代言人。
Even now, he is still forgiving again and again.
就算是现在，他仍然一次又一次地饶恕我们。
My listening friend, I want to ask you something.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你。
What about your forgiving spirit?
你是否有饶恕的心呢？
How is it in your forgiving department?
你饶恕的胸襟如何呢?
Some men think that forgiving others makes them weak.
有人认为饶恕是弱者的表现。
But that's not true.
但那并非事实。
Forgiving gives you power that is indescribable and unseen.
饶恕所赋予的能力是无法用言语形容，而且是眼睛看不见的。
Forgiving gives you freedom that is truly liberating.
饶恕所带来的自由真正解放了我们。
When you refuse to forgive, you become a slave of the person that you refuse to forgive.
当你拒绝饶恕时，你就成为你所不愿意饶恕者的奴隶。
That person occupies your hateful thoughts.
那个人占据了你仇恨的心思。
That person dominates your creative energies.
那个人支配了你的创造力。
That person enslaves your actions.
那个人奴役了你的行动。
Now there are some people who pretend to forgive but have more hatred.
有些人假装饶恕了，心中却满载着更深的恨意。
I heard about a woman who hated one of her relatives so much.
我听说有一位女士极度憎恨她的亲戚。
And when people tried to get her to forgive them, she said the following.
以至于当人们劝她饶恕时，她说
She said, okay, I'll forgive them. I used to say that I would never go to their funeral. Now I'll be glad to go to their funeral.
她说好吧，我就饶恕他们。从前我说过，绝不去参加他们的葬礼。 现在我会很乐意的去参加他们的葬礼。
Now that is not forgiveness.
这不是饶恕。
The way to begin to be liberated is to regularly and deliberately pray for the person who is the object of your hate.
真正得解放的方法就是经常的、刻意的为你所憎恨的人祷告。
And if you cannot forgive them, ask God to forgive them through you.
如果你不能饶恕他们，你可以祈求神通过你来饶恕他们。
God can give you the power to forgive if you ask him.
如果你向神祈求，他会赐你饶恕的力量。
It is my prayer that each of you become a forgiving person.
但愿每一位朋友都能成为乐意饶恕的人，这个是我的祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，因着爱，主耶稣饶恕了我们这些愚昧的罪人。他将我们的内心，包括一切的愤怒、伤害、仇恨与拒绝饶恕，都钉在了十字架上。那为什么我们还要被这些事所辖制呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们从现在开始向主祷告，求他释放我们心里一切的怨恨，使我们可以在他的爱中得享真正的自由。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
在软弱中背弃你。